now welcome to the call, the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach McDonald.
Hey, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. A good weekend for you guys with a 21-12 win over William Mary, improved to 2-0 in conference play. Give me your breakdown of the game on Saturday.
You know, hard-fought game, physical game. We did a very good job of staying the course early in the game in our first, I think, three of our first four possessions, you know, ended on a fumble interception or a fumble. We held them twice. They missed a field goal, and then we intercepted the ball, and one of the ones they got a touchdown on. But after that period, I thought we settled down on the offensive side of the ball and just held on to the ball, which was huge. We had a very good time of possession, something that we've never been able to do to William & Mary. We were able to hold on to the ball and run it, make some plays, get some third down conversions, get some fourth down conversions, and, you know, kept them off the field offensively for a lot of the third quarter, which, you know, Kendall Anderson was running extremely well. They were moving the ball against us that way, and I thought we just grinded out a really tough win that we needed to have against a good football team, and, you know, just it was a really good team effort. I thought our special teams played well. Our kicking game was good. It was all around pretty good effort.
You touched on that time possession is something that certainly jumped out. 35 minutes you guys had the ball and a couple of long drives, I think a couple of 14-play drives in the fourth quarter as you're able to seal it. Talk about how important you guys have been pretty good, with the exception of Dartmouth, in the fourth quarter all year long. But how big was it to be able to run the clock?
Well, it's huge, you know, because it keeps our defense off the field, keeps the ball out of Cluley's hands, keeps the balls out of Anderson's hands, keeps the ball out of Desmond's hands. You know, they're a good football team, really good football team with some skilled players, and it's tough when you have to sit for a 10-play drive, for a 14-play drive, and not have the ball, and then come out, and if you're behind, you got to make plays. And I think fortunately for us, we were able to keep the ball inside in front of us for the most part and, you know, go the distance in a game that we needed to get to have that kind of win.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FMA Radio, Baltimore, Maryland.
Hey, Coach Mack, how you doing?
Doing well, Chris. How we doing, my man?
I'm doing great. Question for you. With this hurricane coming this weekend up the coast, what is the plans for you guys? Because it might be in North Carolina, it might be in Baltimore, it might be wherever.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing to look at the weather for that?
Well, Chris, the one thing I figured out a long time ago, we can't control that. You know,
right.
We're just going to have to figure out what it's going to be like the day of the game. You know, and try to adjust as we go along. We played in some rain conditions up here this weekend and did okay. The biggest thing there is how you hang on to the football and you know, and how you secure everything. So we'll keep watching it. We'll just figure out what Mother Nature's going to do and then go from there.
And talk about Elon. They're a pretty good team this year. They beat William & Mary down in Williamsburg. What
yeah.
do you see on their film right now?
Well, you know, as you watch that football team, it's a much improved team, and I think it starts in the offensive line. You know, their offensive line has grown up over the last 3 years if you've seen them play, and they've got some big kids. They got, you know, Udo at tackle, I think I'm saying it right, at 6'6", 356. You got Nwoki from in Massachusetts at 6'6", 282. They got a 295, 292-pound guards. They're a big, strong, physical football team, and they did a great job of mixing run-play action against William & Mary in a game where they physically did a good job against a very good William & Mary job. So we're going to have our hands full stopping the run game, you know, and they've got Gentry, Summers, and McNair. They got three good backs, so we're going to have to keep our eyes on them.
Well, I hope you have a good week of practice, and I hope you get a lot of sleep, because I know there's a playoff game on Wednesday, and I hope you could get some sleep for that.
Thanks, Chris. We'll take care, man.
Hi, man.
Sean, the defensive effort by you guys, William & Mary's offense, certainly a lot of weapons, as you touched on, to hold them to 235 and only 61 through the air, and I know that the weather was somewhat of a factor, but how pleased are you with how your young group's coming together on the defensive side of the ball?
You know, they're playing. We played very well in the first half. The second half, we gave up some runs and run fits and things. You know, it wasn't a great day to pass the football. And we made some plays on balls, and you know the balls didn't come out the way for both teams the way you wanted to throw on it. But the thing that I saw is that we ran the ball, we got pressure on the quarterback. We needed a little bit of pressure on the quarterback. You know, it's a work in progress, Rob, and we got to keep continuing to improve, because you know you see what Elon has and how well they played against William and Mary. You got to figure that out, and you know, got to play downhill against them.
Had a huge talking about turnovers. Ryan Farrell with a huge interception there in the fourth quarter as William Mary's threatening to potentially come down and tie the game. Talk about that play and how big it was at the time.
Well, it was huge. He made a great play right off the eyes of the quarterback. Made a great low drop in the hole, and he just got up and intercepted it, and it obviously led to a score. It was a sudden change turnover that you know, we needed something like that, I think, right then to give us a big spark, and Ryan did a hell of a job making the play and making the interception.
Going back on the offensive side of the ball, you guys 252 yards on the ground. As you said, tough weather conditions for Trevor to be able to throw, but he runs for 95, Dalton 98, and Trevon Bryant for 52. How have you gone about trying to actually use all those weapons and kind of alternate those guys?
Well, it's really important for us to get, you know, a kid like Trevon Bryant on the field and get him some touches. He's been extremely productive all year long. I think he's got over a 5-yard average running the football for us. You know, Trevor gives us an added weapon at the quarterback position that can run the quarterback, run things in a scrambling ability. And I thought Dalton had a very, very good game, one of his better games here as a running back at UNH. He hit the hole hard. He broke tackles. You know, he had some big third down runs, a fourth down run. Just he ran with a physicality about him, plus his speed help. But it was good to see those three guys getting, you know, 27, 16, 11 for reps, and that was pretty good.
You talked a little bit about, Chris, about Elon, but they're a program that continues to build under Coach Skrowski, as you touched on, had the big road win at William & Mary, struggled a little bit last Saturday against Villanova, but as you've kind of taken a look at their program, how have they, Coach Skrowski kind of built that, and how have they improved over the years?
Well, again, I think it starts with the lines, you know, and he's building that offensive line with sophomores and juniors and redshirt guys, and, you know, and they've got they're getting a physicality to them, which is really, really important, you know, in this league, because you got to have that, I think, on both sides of the line, you know, and as you look, you know, they're playing a redshirt defensive tackle. They're playing a junior that's got to 281 pounds. You know, you watch these guys are growing. I like their middle linebacker, Johnny Silas. I love Chris Blair, their junior safety. You know, I mean, they playing with a physicality on the defense, and when they're playing downhill, they're a really good football team, and you keep watching them get better week in and week out, especially year in and year out.
All right, Coach Mack, thanks as always for your time this morning. Safe travels on the trip to Elon, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.